Jacaranda Newswatch traffic in 90 seconds.
All right, it's starting to move a little bit more smoothly. That trouble on the N12 westbound starting to flow once again. That was at Croft Road Bridge. Also in Buccleuch, the N3 northbound starting to ease up at the Buccleuch interchange, but still some traffic afoot. On the N1 southbound, there was that crash at the Brakfontein interchange, so take note of that. Still a bit of traffic at Boysons. That's southbound on the M1, the Mike 1, and then staying on the Mike 1, Sandton side. There was a crash at Marlborough Drive around about 25 minutes ago. It's been cleared now and starting to flow once again. Coming out of Alex, though, is still a little bit slow. So if you are heading towards Extension 28, expect some delays over there. But other than that, the Western Bypass looking okay. Four-ways is four-waysing, but at least is flowing. What you got, Roz?
Die verkeer is steeds bietjie stadig in Centurion na 'n vroeër ongeluk op die N1 Suid net na die Brakfontein wisselaar. Jy kan ook in die Pretoria area vertragings verwag vir 'n stilstaande motor op die N1 Noord. Dit is net na Botalaan. Die verkeer is ook stadig in Pretoria Oos want die kragonderbreking is ongelukkig steeds aan die gang in die area. As jy in hierdie gebied ry, hanteer asseblief al die verkeersligte wat buite werking is as vierrigtingstop. Jy kan ook op Eskampahlele Rylaan Noord vertragings verwag na 'n vroeër ongeluk by Van der Hofweg. Die verkeer in Midrand lyk heel okay. Dit is bietjie stadig in die Bekloewisselaar, maar andersins nadat jy daar in die noordelike rigting verby is, lyk alles baie beter. Die volgende verkeersbulletin is môre oggend saam met Felicity Weekend or Breakfast with Martin Vester. On the way now, we have got some local music by a very young, talented South African superstar. He goes down very well with all the younger girls. They love him. And you will too.